Hey, KCA-6. This is KCA-CPT. Anyone listening? KCA-CPT, caller. NHLJN mobile monitoring.
AF8CLL, mobile and monitor. KF8CLL, monitoring.
KF8CLL, IWS mobile, go ahead.
KFHCLL. I did not catch either of you guys' calls there. I'm pretty sure there were two stations. You guys were doubling over each other. I did not catch either of your calls, so why don't you all go first? I guess just wait for the other one. I don't know. I've never had that happen to me before. Anyway, KFHCLL.
KF8CLL, KF8AIW.
KD8IWS Mobile.
This is KF8CLL. I got, I think, KD8AIL, or AIL, oh my god, AIW. And KD8IWS.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha India Whiskey, KF8AIW.
Alright, this is KF8CLL, KF8AIW. And I'm currently out here in Lansing, South Lansing right now. Got back from a walk in the park nearby off of Washington Avenue, and I'm just chilling here, waiting to get back inside.
Hey, copy. I'm up here in Bay City, Michigan. You're coming in loud and clear.
KD8IWS Mobile in Fenton. Sounds like we lost everybody.
Delivery, Tango Charlie, Sierra Mobile. Delivery, Tango Charlie, Sierra Mobile.
Yep, I heard the mobile out there. It's skirted over in North Fenton. KD8, that's Kilo Delta 8. IWS, good afternoon. Got about 86 degrees on the road here under some pretty skies. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve, Tango India Mike. I'm from Windsor. I have a U.S. call, so I'm using it. Forward to the ambassador of Bayport traffic, 775 southbound. I think it's going to be just as bad going home in a few minutes, so.
Yeah, okay. Had a little bit of trouble understanding you. Mic is pretty hot, and my ears aren't real good, but I did get you in there, and I don't know, I don't recall what side of the system you're on. If you're over towards Lansing, or if you're up towards Bay City, go ahead.
Well, probably whatever's closest to downtown Detroit.
Yeah, okay, real good. Yeah, I'm going through the Fenton repeater, 1678, and it's on the link system. Can reach Bay City, Detroit, and Lansing areas. But, yep, you on your way home from work?
No, I come over to pick up a package. I ordered a couple of handsets, one for 12 meters and one for 60. I'm only over there for a few minutes to grab my goodies and send them all home to start working.
Yeah, okay, real good. All right, well, I'm just about to my destination. You have a good weekend and safe drive. We'll catch up with you later. KD8, IWS from the mobile. Clear for now.
November 8, TCS Mobile.
Thank you.
Bravo to,
W5JER Mobile.
F8CLL, monitoring. F8CLL, mobile and monitoring.
I'm willing to blame my 5-watt handheld for terrible sound quality.
Yeah, Roger that. I wasn't sure if it was maybe something with your setup or if you were near something, near a light that was buzzing on and off. I have no idea, but so it seemed like there was some sort of interference. However, on that last transmission, you were perfectly clear.
Yeah, I walked to the side of the house closest to the repeater tower.
You will have to specify, because I think there's like 10 repeaters linked up to the system. The name is Mike, and I'm coming off the NAERL Saginaw repeater.
I use the Lansing repeater. It has 5 different voting towers. The tower I'm currently using is in Portland.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm looking at the voter page now, the Alma and the Moses site. So yeah, it says you're coming in off the Lansing repeater. So yeah, I've heard you on DMR as well. I frequently listen to MI5, and I will occasionally throw my call sign out and talk to somebody on there, but I'm pretty sure it's you that I hear out there, so... yeah, keep doing what you're doing on that front. What else are you up to? Did you get a new vehicle or something?
Well, I can't take credit for the DMR. I don't do any digital. That's got to be someone else. My wife and I are just watching TV, and normally I keep the handheld on the fireplace mantle in case somebody speaks up like you did and just wants a radio check.
Break.
Yeah, go ahead, Break.
I think both of you guys got me confused. This is KE8LAX. I was the one asking for the equipment check, and I am the one on MI5 all the time.
Yeah, Roger that. This is KF8EDQ, and so you were asking for the equipment check, and I definitely heard that buzzing noise in your last transmission, and yeah, I totally have whoever it is I'm talking to confused with you, so anyway, that's not embarrassing at all. I gotta go to bed. I gotta wake up early and do stuff, but I figured I'd answer whoever it was for the equipment check and give them an accurate description of your transmissions. But anyway, this is KF8EDQ, Mike up at Saginaw, and I'll be clear and listening after your final Zeph.
I appreciate it very much. Yeah, I'm swapping out vehicles because my truck broke down and I'm preparing for the set in the morning. I got to play around with this antenna. I might put it on the analyzer and see what's going on. So, definitely appreciate it. Thank you. 73, this is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
And my wife's being patient while I've got the TV show on pause, so I hope both of you have a good evening. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Kilo Victor is 73.
Hey, Dean, Sean, where are you at again?
I'm in New Haven right now.
All right, looks like you're toggling between Mount Clemens and Richmond. Give me a little bit longer transmission.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
All right, yeah, just a little bit of static in there, not much. You said it's a handheld, I believe, or did I get boogered up there in the exchange? What's the equipment? Because you're hitting Richmond and Mount Clemens equally, so that makes sense for where you're at. What's the equipment again? Just give me a make sure it's straight in my mind.
I'm running a FTM300D mobile on low power on a lit mount antenna that I literally just mounted. It's a temporary setup, but I'm just trying to get set up for the morning.
Okay, you're doing wonderful. There's nothing wrong with your setup. The noise, when you're on Richmond, you're stone quiet, but sometimes it toggles to Mount Clemens because you're right in between them. And Mount Clemens has got that very slight stack in the background, so that's what we're hearing. Your equipment's working great. I wouldn't look for anything more. All right, I just wanted to give you that, seeing that I know a little bit more about the dynamics of the system you're on.
Seven threes, I appreciate it, Sean. I was getting a little worried. I was gonna have to be up late. I'm still gonna double check the tuning on my antenna just so I don't mess up the radio. But yeah, I appreciate it. And you have a good night. 7-3. This is QXO Lima Alpha X-ray. I'm your final.
All righty. Yeah. You're hammering both receivers pretty good, and when it votes Richmond, you're rock. You're clean. You're crystal clean. And, of course, when it votes Mount Clemens, you got that little static in there. But that's on the Mount Clemens receiver. That's not on you. All right. Catch you later. Good luck tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be in it or not. I don't know if you've been listening to the SEGA all day. I got this chest thing going on, bronchitis, and they loaded me up with a bunch of drugs. And I don't know if I'm going to be up for it or not. Sleep is more important. You guys, if I don't talk to you guys, good luck. We're real curious to see how it all goes. You guys have done a lot of really great planning for it. Catch you later, W8FU.
Okay, W8FU, V3GFK listening in here.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. Yes, name is Jeff, Golf, Echo, Oscar, Foxtrot. Foxtrot, location, the outskirts of Sarnia, Ontario, right on Lake Huron, so I'm in Bright's Grove, a little place called Bright's Grove.
All right, well, you are really sounding good in this system. I don't know what you're running up there. You must have a beam and a little bit of snot, because you're tickling Richmond, Mount Clemens, and even tickling Warren a little bit down here, so you're hitting all the receivers.
Well, I think the reason for that is my antenna is up 35 feet, and I am close to the water. I'm a block and a half from the water, from Lake Huron, so that has something to do with it.
Yeah, there you go. You got a pipeline right down to us, because I'm hitting all three of them as well. Correctly voted Warren, which is what it should be doing, so that seems to be working a little better. I had some work done on the antenna there. But I'm not going to hang in here too long. I don't know if you heard me saying the other day, I'm suffering from this bronchitis here, and the doctor loaded me up with a whole arsenal of meds, and it's getting kind of late. I'm feeling a little puckered out, so finish watching a little TV here and probably get to bed early, and hopefully I can sleep off this, what's left of this bronchitis I got here. Pleasure, and we'll look to talk to you again. Gonna be a lot of activity on here tomorrow in the morning hours, so tune in. I got the VE3 part. You're gonna have to give me the rest, and no guarantees I'll remember it, but I'll try. Name here is Sean, W8FU, after yours.
Yeah, the call sign here is Victor, Echo 3, Golf, X-ray, Kilo.
All right, EXK, so noted. but please don't touch. Catch you later. W8FU.
All right, 7-3, you get better. That's what matters. Okay. I'll say my 7-3s, and I think I better go to bed, as I got to get up and try and throw a ball tomorrow.
Gateway, you clear.
Okay, Wayne, you, was that you I heard out there, Dave? This is KENOS.
Yes, me.
Okay,
I'm working on a mobile radio real quick just to kind of get it up to par. How's your evening going?
Well, given the truck was giving me some issues, I moved that FTM 300 over to the car and slapped a lip mount antenna on it, and now I'm ready for morning, but I'm literally sitting in the car testing out and just analyzed everything, and so far so good. How did everything go over at the EOC earlier?
Well, we're good. We got a couple of things we still got to set up there, but it's just pretty much hook and go, and well, I think we're ready for the big day. So, looking forward to it. I'm excited. We've got a lot of good things going, and yeah, it's gonna be fun tomorrow. I'm ready.
Dave, you got a Roger beep turned on my mobile. Keep it up there.
I was wondering, I kept hearing this beep, and I'll go in and see if I can get that turned off. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, no harm, no foul, just let you know. Keep it up there.
Very nice. I noticed audio is a little bit quiet, too. That could be on my end, but I'm turned up kind of far in a CDSVR, came through pretty loud, so I don't know if that's a mic placement or if there's a gain setting or not.
It's probably the mic. I can adjust it here real quick and see if I can get it to stop.
Copy that. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha 3, stand by.
Okay, what do you need?